Stephanie Miller, weekdays from 10 till noon. This is the WHMP Morning News.
I know I've mentioned this before, but I'll mention it again, and I'll mention it every time I can. I've become a bit of a locavore myself. Lately, my wife and I, our big thing is to find as many farmers markets as possible and just go there and get stuff, whether we need it or not. It's become kind of crazy. My house has become, my new apartment has become kind of like an herb growing area. My wife has got herbs everywhere, and they're all locally grown herbs. So local is what we're talking about, local agriculture. And we're here today talking with Phil Carbon from CESA. He's the guy. CESA is the organization, of course, community involved in sustaining agriculture, buy local, local hero, buy local grown program, right? This, the be a local hero is the program.
Be a local hero, buy locally grown.
Studio by, joined by Maureen Dempsey. She's a farmer from West Hampton and over on South Road. What's the name of your farm again, Maureen?
Intervale Farm.
Intervale Farm. I couldn't read my own handwriting. And you guys grow vegetables, flowers, all kinds of stuff. But we're having you on today to talk about a couple different issues. You, of course, are very involved and active in farmers markets locally.
Yes.
What markets can people find your stuff at?
You can find us at the Wednesday Market in Florence at the Civic Center from 2 to 6, and Saturday morning downtown on Gothic Street from 7 to 12:30.
Now, what do you typically bring to these markets? Is a little bit of everything, or is there something specific that people buy more of?
We bring a little bit of everything. We do plants in the spring. We start out with plants. We have 3 greenhouses, so we grow a lot of plants, bedding plants, herbs, vegetable plants, and then now we're doing more with produce. We have a lot of greens. We do a really wide variety of vegetables. We grow on about 10 acres and grow all sorts of things.
You have greenhouses too, right?
Yes, yeah. We do.
What is the most popular vegetable? What is the easiest, I guess, to grow? We'll start there.
The easiest to grow.
Is it those snap peas right there that we've been chewing
on? Yeah, I'm going to munch as she talks. I tell you, these are amazing.
Phil's just like chowing around. They are good.
Probably the easiest thing we grow is lettuce,
I think.
We grow a lot. We grow it all season, all through the summer. We've gotten into doing summer lettuces, so you can grow it all season, not just in the spring now.
Different varieties or just iceberg?
Like 10 or 15 different varieties of lettuces. Boston, leaf lettuce, oak leaf, all sorts of things.
Any like cabbages or anything
we
like that?
We do cabbages, yeah, broccoli, cauliflower.
See, the cabbage thing is, being of Irish descent, the cabbage thing is that's my thing.
Gotta have cabbage.
Absolutely. And the locally produced stuff is so much better than the stuff you're going to get anywhere else. So you're involved in farmers markets. Also, we wanted to talk to you about CSA Farms a little bit. What's your connection with the CSA Farms?
We've been a CSA. This is our 8th year. We started it right at the farm. People come right to the farm and pick up produce twice a week, whatever's available. They're coming today, actually.
Now, Phil, do me a favor, and before we go any further, define CSA Farms if people don't know what they are.
Right. So a CSA Farm is where you, as a community member, get involved with a farm by buying a share of the farm harvest up front. So you're basically in there with your farmer. And a great year, you'll do a little bit better on the bounty. On a lean year, you will get a little bit less. And it really helps farmers because they're getting your support up front. And what you're getting is weekly, probably up to 20 to 22 weeks of the year, you're getting fresh produce, usually more than you can possibly consume.
Well, that's what I hear. People around here have CSA shares, and I'm thinking about getting one. What does it cost, first of all?
Our share, it's a 20-week season, and our share is $425.
And you pay that up front, and then throughout the, people can go and get whatever they want, right?
Exactly. Whatever's ready.
And you say how much, how much food are we talking about?
Well, for instance, today, we're going to have lettuce, we're going to have several different kinds of greens, Swiss chard, spinach, collard greens, we're going to have peas, we're going to have flowers, we're going to have garlic scapes, herbs, all different sorts of
things. Garlic scapes is the new one. I just found out about those. I went to the Shelburne Falls Market last week. I got some of those. Those things are awesome. I'm like addicted to them now.
And if you like pesto, it's very easy to just take garlic scapes, olive oil, walnuts or pine nuts, and put it in a blender, and it's amazing.
Garlic scape pesto. Now I'm going to try that. We're here with Phil Carman and also Warren Dempsey talking about local agriculture. Now, if I join a CSA, can I pick and choose what stuff I get, or I have to like take whatever you guys give us?
We set it up like a farmer's market almost, and you come in and whatever's available. We might limit amounts, like we might say you could only have 2-3 pounds of tomatoes or something based on what we harvest, but you pretty much can take your pick of whatever's there. Pick out the greens you want, at a certain like a pound of greens, you pick out whatever you'd like.
Monty was telling me he had in his farm show, there was a bunch of carrots that he got 1 year. He got like enough carrots for like 3 years. He was eating carrots for like months. But it was great because it was all local stuff, and that stuff keeps.
So Maureen, there's about 30 farmers right now doing CSA farm shares. And Maureen, you were saying you do about 40 farm shares right now. And in total, we're now up to, in the Valley, 5,000 farm shares. So it's really become a movement, and Maureen's part of that movement. And I, what's great about having Maureen on with us today is Maureen could also give us a little bit of what's changed over the last 25 years farming here in the Valley and the farmer's market in Northampton. You know, that was not easy going for a long time for those farmers, and it'd be great to hear from you, Maureen.
Yeah, that'd be good. Tell us how farming has changed.
Well, certainly when I started and my husband started back at the farmer's markets, they weren't as big a deal as they are now. I mean, you know, a few vendors would go, they'd set up, they'd try to sell their produce, you'd get a few customers, you were lucky if you made $100. And now they've become, because of the Buy Local campaign, and they've become a very hot item, and people go regularly, and you have the opportunity to sell a lot of produce. So it's.
Do you find that the fact that you go to farmers markets, does it make you change your thoughts on what kind of stuff you grow, or you have to grow more of it?
We like to grow a wide variety of things, offer as many things as possible, from hot peppers to several different varieties of beans, because you want to give people a choice to pick out whatever they like. And the other thing that we find really important about the farmers markets is freshness. I mean, it's picked either the day of or the night before the Saturday market, so you're getting it as fresh as possible right out of the field.
Now, do you sell meat as well?
Pardon me?
Do you do meat as well?
We have we sell lamb, but we sell it to the Northampton Livestock Auction, which is in Waitley. We've done that for many.
So you raise the animals and
we
sell them off. Exactly. So this is great. So you have all this different. Now, also, we want to also, before we let you guys go, mention the senior farm share. Are you involved in that at all?
Yes. Yeah.
Tell us about that. How did you get involved in that?
We got involved in that with CESA, and we do a farm share, senior farm share at Huntington with the Huntington Council on Aging. We go there when they have their meal on Friday afternoons and bring produce and whatever is available at the time and deliver it, and then they have a farm share.
The seniors must love that.
They absolutely love it. And I always give them a bouquet of flowers because they love to have it on
exactly.
it. But they love it. They love
gotta
the
bring
peas,
the flowers.
The beets.
Now, Phil, the farm share program for a while there was in jeopardy.
Yeah, so basically what this program does is we raise money through a state government grant we've gotten pretty much every year. And then we've had the community step in and help out. So you're right. With a major recession, the state government cut back tremendously. In fact, we thought we were going to get no money this year, which ends June 30th for the state government. So we put the word out to the community. We raised $20,000 from the community. We knew we could keep the program going. And then at the last minute, the state said, we love this program. We're going to find a way to fund it this year, meaning up to June 30th. And they did. So this year, there's 340 low-income seniors in the three counties who are getting a slice of the harvest for 10 to 12 weeks.
And does it cost them anything or is it free?
We've kept it $10 or less.
Okay, so it's real affordable then.
Yeah, totally affordable, and it's been such a great linkage of councils on aging, senior centers, farmers markets, with farmers who actually want to make sure that what they grow is available to all members of their community.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, if someone is a senior and they're listening, because we have a huge senior audience.
Right.
If they want to get involved, do they call you? Or
yeah, they would call CESA at 413-665-7100 and ask to speak to Claire. At this point, it might be that they're on a waiting list, and if that happens, at least next year, they'll be on the list.
Nice. Now, Maureen, in terms of your farming future, are you going to keep doing this for? I mean, obviously, you've been married for how long?
27 years.
27 years. Your husband's been a farmer his whole life, so I guess this is like a lifetime thing.
Yeah, I love it.
Now, what part of it do you like the most? What's the best part? Is it just having people enjoy your stuff?
Yeah, and I like going to the farmers markets. I like being able to talk directly to the customer. We always get questions about how we grow things or how to grow things. And the nice thing about both the Northampton Downtown Market and Florence is that it's basically the growers selling their own stuff that they grow on the farm. So if you have a question and you want to ask, we're always trading recipes with customers. And
that's the part that I when I went to the Shelburne Falls Market recently, I got involved in a very long conversation with a farmer about how to raise goats. And she was selling goat meat and goat cheese and goat soap. How do you make goat? So it was like a whole thing. You can learn so much about how your area growers produce their stuff. And that's the best, I guess that's the best part about it, right? Is that one-to-one contact with the consumer.
That's what we think. And, you know, we've had great experiences in Northampton. And it's also been wonderful that, like, people have seen our kids grow up. Our kids, my son did market with us for a long time. Several of vendors in downtown Northampton, their kids are now actually doing the market stall for them. So customers have watched them over the 30 years or more grow up and become part of the business.
I have one logistical question about the CSA before we wrap up. Can I join mid-year or is it before the year?
usually farmers like to know ahead of time just because you can do your planning then. I just took a member in that's coming for the first time this week just because they asked and I happen to have a space and so they're coming. But generally it's good to know ahead of time so you can plan.
What is the deadline if I wanted to buy a CSA next year? What would be the absolute latest I could do it?
It does depend on the farm. The best thing to do is actually for folks to get on our email list, right, which is only once a month. We try not to clog up the e-waves. So if you go to buylocalfood.org, you get on our email list, and we send it out, and we have a list of all the CSA farms. But usually you do need to think ahead and be locked in by January, maybe February.
All right, then it's something you have to do by them before the growing season.
Right. There will be an opportunity for some winter CSA shares that some farms will do. And again, you'd be notified if you're on our email list.
Winter farmers markets have become very popular recently. Midwinter markets.
Right.
I mean, there are a couple of schools locally have hosted those. Is that something that will be a fad in the future, you think? I mean,
we're going to, it's in CSA's hand to keep. Keep the momentum going for the fact that we can eat local all year round. Maureen and I were talking about it ahead of the show. Of course, it's another opportunity, which we're always trying to create for our farmers. And then some farmers may feel like, you know what, 24/7 times, 52 weeks is a little too much. So we also need to understand our farmers need downtime, as does the land. So it will be depending on the farmer, but it gives another opportunity to farmers to make it throughout the year.